language and about Tibetan culture, or is cultural genocide still being practiced in Tibet?
Now, there, in various schools in Tibet,
they do teach Tibetan language.
But there are more emphasis on Chinese and learning Chinese language. Now, regarding religious practice, until very recent, the one sermon, if anyone who show sincere, you see, faith or interest to practice religion, that is something punishable. Sorry.
It was considered punishable if somebody showed this kind of a feeling.
But now, around 2-3 years, since 2-3 years, now with the overall policy, the domestic policy as well as foreign affairs policy, the People's Republic of China's becoming more moderate. With that overall policy, their attitude toward minorities, that is mainly Inner Mongolian in Xinjiang, and particularly toward Tibetan, you see, becoming more moderate. So with that,
in one way, they are being a little more liberal in the practice of religion.
At the same time, the other hand, they are intensified the some sort of, you see, the
On the other hand, they have intensified some propaganda stating that religion is useless.
So, like that. This is the situation.
Under what conditions might you consider returning to Tibet? What would the conditions have to be for a longer period of time?
Now this, since you see our problem, the Tibetan problem, is not a problem of Dalai Lama, or it is not a problem of Tibetan refugee. That is around 105,000 in outside Tibet. But the issue or the problem is the 6 million Tibetan people who are inside Tibet. Now, despite this recent change, the overall picture is something not at all satisfied and good. So, unless our people, majority of our people inside, genuinely satisfied and genuine and what call that, not superficial, you see, happiness, but genuine happiness.
Until that happens,
I feel I can serve my own people, or including Tibetan, you see, distinctive culture, something unique culture, and also in a way, it is something quite deep. So you see, regarding preservation for these things. I feel I can serve better in outside. Now you see, last 20 years, regarding preservation of Tibetan identity, Tibetan culture, including Buddhism, outside, in Tibetan refugee community, we preserved, we have done much more than our own country. And also, you see, regarding the, general education, it's modern education, qualified modern education. Out of about 20,000 Tibetan boys and girls, at least 200 to 300 Tibetan youth, or I don't know what to say, boys and girls who reach university level, right? Salon, whatever.
Who have reached that level of education.
But inside, there is no single Tibetan who reached such a standard. So from this fact, viewpoint, I feel I can serve better now outside. So this is the picture.
May I ask a follow-up question on that? Would you consider going for a brief visit? Or if you did go, would it be for a permanent return?
If an appropriate opportunity arises, I would be interested to make a visit first.
I would like very much to see my own naked eye.
With
my own naked eyes already.
Why
you come
to the United States on this tour, and do you think maybe this visit will ease the Peking government's stance?
No, Umbrella Chuna,
Kaimichi Tang, Chunam, Ti,
Jimmy. Father, Tangude.
In answer to your first part of the question.
Since several years ago, almost as soon as I reached India, I feel strongly that I would like to go many places as much as I can. Because you see, since my childhood, I always wanted to know what is there, what is here, that sort of thing, you see. And through books, mainly through pictures, I know something about America, about Europe, something like that. So, I had a great desire to visit as much as possible, right, many countries. So I tried to come to this place, but till this time could not materialize. So, like that. Now the main reason is, as I mentioned, I would like to see many places, and to see many different people, different culture, different faith, and also, touring, visit. I can learn, you see, many things, many experience, many new idea, and also have an opportunity to express my own feeling, my own thought, to exchange. So this is the main reason. So in other words, meeting on different religious and people, and people who are thinking about, you see, humankind, and also some, you see, scientists. I'm very much interested to discuss, you see, those people who are, expert in the field of about human, you see, brain cells, this sort of thing. Since perhaps you know, in Buddhism, particularly in Tantric, there are many explanations about nature of mind, and the mind function and relation with the inner, how do you call it, the inner energy and consciousness, this sort of thing. So I'm very much
very interested to learn about these things.
According to this, the latest, the scientific explanation about these things. So this is the, my main reason to come this place. And the andanga yomb digi, student house already. I think it's at Munana.
For your second question.
At the moment, difficult to say. We will see what will happen.
have you made an appeal to China?
Huh?
Have you recently made an appeal to the Peking government?
No. Appeals came out of it. But since, you see, as I mentioned earlier, the overall, the People's Republic of China's attitude toward Tibetan is changing. So things are changing.
Some new developments are taking place.
But at the moment, I don't like to say, to go detail. You see, sometimes it is better to say something. Even sometimes necessary to say some dramatic thing. But sometimes it is better to silence. So I think now this period is better to be silenced, I think.
Your Honor, were you to return to Tibet? Would you like to see other cultures come to Tibet and learn about the people? Would you like to see, for instance, tourists coming in?
Certainly. I always believe, you see, one ideology or one system could not fulfill human desire, human requirement. So in the past also, you see, though Tibet, quite what you call the isolated and something conservative type, at the same time, we are quite open to, you see, various religious faith, as you mentioned. So there are Christians, Muslims, and also there is some, you see, ancient religion which you call kasa, burn, rumbo. Something like that, you see, we are quite also open in the past also. I think in the future, definitely.
Your Holiness, getting back to some earlier remarks, you say that if an appropriate opportunity arises, you would very much like to go back to Tibet. And I know what you just said about silence, which is fine, but what would you do? But ignoring that for a minute, what would you consider to be an appropriate opportunity? Would it require a plebiscite of Tibetans for you to go back?
Main thing is inside the condition, you see. As I mentioned earlier, at this moment, though some liberal attitude is there, liberalization. But you see, the liberalization which took place in mainland China proper.
The extent of liberalization that has taken place in China recently has not come to Tibet as yet.
And also, you see, the Chinese
The Chinese are making every attempt and are encouraging Tibetans living in exile to return to Tibet.
And make a visit, and also.
And to visit Tibet also. But they are not permitting any Tibetans from inside Tibet to visit.
Except Tibet. Nepal. Mm. So far, about 20 Tibetans allow to go to Nepal and visit their relative. No single Tibetan allowed to visit India. So naturally, in India, about 75,000 refugees there. So many relatives are there. Despite, you see, many people, desire to come to India, meeting their relative, but so far, not allowed. So if things are really, you see, satisfied, people are really satisfied, then why not? They control on their kasore.
Students says, if the conditions in Tibet were really satisfactory and people were happy and the conditions were normal, there should be no reason for them to restrict the travel.
First, such is a restriction should go.
Should go away.
Should go away. People, Tibetans from inside, come to India, or come to America, come to Switzerland. You see, anywhere they want to go to meet their relative, they must allow. They should get permission. You see, people coming and going, that first must be because of material achava.
That should first come.
No. What did you do about this? See, I was in a shame, yeah. First, I could not understand your question. Please repeat.
I'm sorry. Has your travels in the United States changed your...
My own way of thinking.
Changed your own knowledge or thinking about the nature of the mind or energy or anything?
Definitely not.
Your whole
but, you see, it gives me more convinced.
More conviction.
You see, my usual thinking about the importance of human value, the human, what you call, the essential, so, me.
Your Holiness?
Yes.
I would like to ask, as the incarnate Lord of the past, does that give you a divine aspect? I mean, are you considered among your people to be divine? As well as man, human?
That was two days, really. Two days, though.
So this is, there's a lot of misconception about this.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd like to.
Sometimes you say people call God King. I don't know. I am just a Buddhist monk. Mm.
Well,
that is correct. As a true human being, a true Buddhist monk. Now your question about reincarnation. Unless you know something about basic idea or basic theory about rebirth, about continuation of mind, it is something complicated to understand the exact meaning of reincarnation. And also, you see, in the reincarnation, there are variety, there are many types of reincarnation.
Now, Buddhist did not consider himself divine, did he? He never said he was the son of God or divine, did he?
Now here, you see, in philosophy, there you see differences. Now Buddhism, you know that we do not accept creator. You know that. You see this sort of thing. You see different philosophy. And also, like you see, Jainism and Buddhism, these two Asian kind of philosophy or religion do not accept creator.
What was the other one besides?
Jainism.
We've got about five more minutes of questions. We're going to try and let this go 30 minutes, so let's keep it to five more minutes. Go ahead.
Do you think the recent installation of a Tibetan, Jian Biao, as the...
Tenbo, yes.
As the chairman of the Tibet People's Government, do you think that indicates a real change in China's attitude towards Tibet, or just a cosmetic shift?
No. I knew very well the Tibetan name Sanje Yishi. He came from eastern part of Tibet.
It was explained in the recent write-ups in the papers also.
He joined Red Army during, you see, Long March movement. So, you see, when he, very small, quite a child, quite a course, I think young, he joined. So, rest of his life, many years, he remained in the Chinese army. So, he could not speak Tibetan. His wife is Chinese. When we talk, we need interpreter. So, he personally, I have great respect. He is a very nice person, very gentle. Yet, you see, blood and pepper, they mother ship, very shivish.
So, he's only Tibetan in flesh, but otherwise, there's very little Tibetan in him.
Your Holiness, you have said that you may be the last Dalai Lama. Now, why is that? And if that happens, whom would the Tibetan people turn to for leadership then?
This is the institution of Dalai Lama at present and also the past few centuries, something useful for our nation. At the moment I am serving for our people. In future, the institution of Dalai Lama is not something inseparable from Tibetan affair, from Tibetan nation. So in future, the Dalai Lama institution may or may not be continued. It entirely depends on the value or the usefulness of that institution.
Who will decide that, whether it has value or not?
I think. About the Dalai Lama's business, I think I can decide. Of course, you see, in any case, I must consider the, you see, real and the value or the usefulness. Right. My message, no particular, but wherever I go, I always talk about love, compassion, kindness, the respect, real human value. This is I always speak. I myself, you see, practice this sort of, you see, thought. According to my own experience, if you utilize these thought in daily life, it is something very helpful in order to control of your own mind, and with that you get more peace despite outside difficulties and outside suffering or problem. Inner peace you can maintain more. So with that, my own experience, wherever I go, wherever I met people, I talk about like that. So this is more or less my message.
Your Holiness, we're going to have to cut it off in just about a minute. Let us, since Seattle University is the host, see if there is any questions from the Seattle University spectator, student reporters in the audience. Carol, would there be anything that you would want to clear up? If there are no more questions, we got about 1 minute.
From His Holiness to Brown in his first American trip, the Dalai Lama.
President Swara and friends here today. I want to thank you and tell you how pleased I am to be here at this university today to speak to you. And I want to especially thank the organizers of this visit.
Now here, 2 parts. I would like to say something about my general feeling, and then second part, I will explain something about the Buddhist teaching. Certain theory, mainly the what you call law of karma or action. So now the first part about general my feeling or my view. Now here in the past past few weeks wherever I go I speak this is my feeling. Now that is here and that is the now the you see, my mind goes that side. So now you see, here I'm, as he introduced, I'm Tibetan. Came from something different country. Here, the audience, Silva, American, something different country. When we think, or when we look on the surface, there are many differences, which, see, for me, I must learn something, you see, new. But if we go in deeper and deep down, then I feel we are same. We are human being. We are member of human family. Now, on that level, no differences between, races, or between nationality, between system or country, no differences. All are same. Now all human being, by nature, the feeling, the you see, desires, one desire, they want happiness and do not want suffering. That is all human being are same. Now the on that basis. We all, human beings, have the right, equal right, to obtain happiness. So, when I feel or I think on that level, the sameness, oneness, I can understand the other people's feeling, other people's desire, feeling. Then as I myself do not want suffering and want happiness, through that understanding or through that realization, I can develop some sort of respect, concern for others, you see, welfare. Now this gives me some real, you see, warm feeling toward others and feeling of closeness. So here, though, this is first meeting, I think, except, you see, a few, most of you, this is first time to meet. But because, as I mentioned earlier, with that sort of feeling, and in my mind or in my feeling, all people are someone who I already know. So on that basis, I express whatever I feel, whatever I thought. This, I mean, it seems, I mean, no barrier. If we emphasize on the superficial level, then there is barrier. If we, I mean, thinking in deep down, in deeper nature, then there is no barrier. So, with that understanding, with that, I mean, feeling, we can develop a real, I mean, friendship, or real, I mean, closeness. With that, we can build a real harmony on the basis of respect each other, love each other. So, now you see, that is the real essence of all teachings, I think. Irrespective whether Buddhist or whether Christian or whether Judaism, in any religion, on that basis, the love, compassion, the harmony, trust, honest, on that level, I think all teachings are same. All are emphasis on these qualities or these points. Now, as a human being, we have in our mind, there are two kinds. One side of our thought, like hatred, anger, jealousy, pride, too much attachment, these things are one side. With these thought, like anger. See, through anger, we created some trouble, unhappiness, unfortunate things, invited by anger, by hatred. On the other side, the love, kindness, respect other, less selfish. These feeling, these thought, are the real sources of happiness. Through love, through compassion, we can achieve inner peace. Now you see, the outside circumstances very much related with our inner feeling, but equally in our own attitude, or our own mental attitude or mental way of thinking, is equally, you see, important or kasore, very much influence on our, you see, daily life or in our feeling. Now, for example, two person suffering under same circumstances, but you see the external circumstances is same, but because of internal attitude toward life, toward other, toward problem, because of differences on inner attitude. Attitude due to inner feeling or inner development or spiritual development. I think, you see, there may be great differences in the amount of suffering. So, here you see, we everybody do not want suffering. But suffering is more or less nature, there. Now, basically, we human being, the death, old age, the suffering of disease, these are permanent, there. We have to face these problems, these suffering. And beside that, in our society, there are many problems. So the views and certain way of thinking is something. When we are facing this problem, the inner viewpoint is something very important. With certain, our ideology or certain mental attitude, we can much easier to bear this suffering. Now, on top of that, if you look the suffering and problems, what kind of problems? we human society facing the problem which due to nature disaster. Now these problems we cannot avoid. But at the same time, you see, many problems due to different ideology, different racial problem or problem due to systems or ideology and different nations. These things mainly created by ourselves. So usually I call these problems are man-made problems. So if we develop, adopt a certain attitude, then we can, in certain problems, we can avoid or overcome easily, and if not, definitely we can minimize these problems. So here, our mental attitude, you see, inner feeling is something very important in daily life as an individual, or also in our society, the mental, you see, attitude is something very important. So now the main thing is the human understand, the basic human understand and close feeling on the basis of love. Now you see, here if you think, who are, you see, more important, you or the others? The situation is the same. Your feeling and others' feeling, the happiness, wanting happiness and do not want suffering, that's the same. And also the right to obtain happiness is the same. But difference is just one person, single person. The other, limitless. So that, you see, that from the majority viewpoint, the others are more important than you. So you see, for majority, one use. If you, one person or one being, serve for other. In our daily life, in economy field, we need some sort of genuine cooperation, continent to continent, Eastern, Western, Middle East, all sort of countries. If we have a mutual cooperation on the basis of love, respect to each other, sharing each other's suffering, then you see, like for example, these days, the crisis of energy, crisis of oil, we can handle much easier if we have a certain feeling or understand. If through, you see, competition and hatred to each other, with these, inner feeling, you very difficult to find a right solution. In history, when you see certain problem arise, instead of following a method based on love and compassion, understanding, rather you see the certain method due to anger and hatred, then through this method, the ultimate is killing. War, atrocity, threat, pressure. Now through pressure, through threat, the temporary decision which take by through pressure. Under that method, the solution is very temporary. Unless human mind here, without satisfaction, the verbal acceptance is not permanent. Very difficult to remain last. So you see, unless in deeper feeling, complete satisfaction, we cannot believe something. We cannot say that is the permanent or lasting solution. So that. It is absolutely necessary to try to solve these various problems through love, patience, respect other, and human understanding. This is, I always feel, something very practical and, what do you call, very practical need. Practical need. Now, another word on this world, you see, through, you see, through other means, the all world leaders are already, you see, practicing, already, trying their best. But still, we have plenty of problems. Within a society, within a country, there are problems. Nation to nation, there are problems. At the same time, nobody wants a problem. Everybody trying to solve these things. Yet, in certain genuine method, sometimes we are not much thinking of, not much some sort of neglecting. So I always feel that now time is come. That through various religious institutions, now my English is, this is so poor, I could not express well. I apologize. So you see, through various, various people who are believe importance of compassion, these things. Now they must carry the more responsibility on the human society's problem.